Harsh Bhavsar asks a very irrelevant and important question: which account is true, Christianity's account? The number of people who are condemned in Adam to date, approximately 109 billion. The number of people who are redeemed in Christ to date, approximately 5 billion, taking liberty. The number of people being tortured forever and ever by a loving God to date, approximately 104 billion. The success rate of the Savior of the world, approximately 4.59%. Or is the Scripture's account true? For even as in Adam all are dying, thus also in Christ shall all be vivified. Yet each in his own class, the first fruit, Christ, thereupon those who are Christ in his presence, thereafter the consummation, whenever he may be giving up the kingdom to his God and Father, whenever he should be nullifying all sovereignty and all authority and power, for he must be reigning until he should be placing all his enemies under his feet. The last enemy is being abolished, death, for he subjects all under his feet. Now, whenever he may be saying that all is subject, it is evident that it is outside of him who subjects all to him. Now, whenever all may be subjected to him, then the Son himself also shall be subjected to him who subjects all to him, that God may be all in all. 1 Corinthians 15, verses 22 through 28.